Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
If you can't distinguish between a venomous and a non-venomous snake, it can be difficult to know how to respond in the event of a bite. For this reason, you should always treat a snake bite as if it's venomous. While most snakes in the U.S. are not venomous, several do contain venom. In the U.S., all of the venomous snakes, except for the coral snake, are pit vipers. Pit vipers are distinguished by a noticeable depression between the eye and nostril. This pit is the heat-sensing area for the snake. While all pit vipers have a triangular head, not all snakes with a triangular head are venomous. Pit vipers include rattlesnakes and cottonmouths and copperheads. All vipers have hinge fangs that lie against the roof of their mouth. Vipers can extend their fangs and bite without injecting venom. This is known as a dry bite and is common in human snake bites. Dry bites enable vipers to conserve their venom, which can run out and takes a while to replenish. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.